Back to school time means shiny new school supplies. Kids are heading off with their backpacks, their sharpened number two pencils, and so much more. Here to tell us about so much more is our education reporter, Ann Dornfeld, who's carrying a whole bunch of stuff. Hello, Ann.
Hey, Bill.
What do you have here?
I filled this backpack with a list of the required school supplies for first graders at my neighborhood elementary.
That's a large backpack.
Yeah, but hold on.
And now you've got a big plastic bin full of stuff.
There's a little bit more.
Oh, and
this one's kind of heavy.
Ann, are you okay?
Yeah, I think I got it.
This is not just number two pencils, and this is modern school supplies in Seattle?
Yeah, let's look at what we have here. We have, you know, you had a notebook when you were growing up.
Sure.
A three-ring notebook. Well,
three-ring binder.
Three of them required here. Hmm. You probably needed some pencils, and we have
spiral notebook.
Mm-hmm. And then some crayons.
24-pack.
Markers.
Yeah.
I couldn't find the washable kind, which are required.
Mm.
And then some things that you might not have brought to school when you were a kid, like three different sizes of Ziploc bags, a jumbo bag of napkins.
That's a huge Costco-looking package of napkins.
And two packages of hand sanitizer. And snack time rolls around. You need
Goldfish.
About... You're supposed to bring two bags. So the second bag, they're whole grain these days.
Of course.
Blue masking tape. And here's my favorite.
That's a computer paper, copy paper.
Yeah, copy paper, two reams.
We know how heavy those are.
These are not light.
Is all this for one first grader?
This is all for one first grader at my neighborhood school.
I want to make sure I have this clear. You're saying each individual first grader is responsible for bringing or somehow getting to school this much supplies?
This is on their required list.
How is this possible that a first grader is expected to carry this much stuff and deliver and buy this much stuff?
Hopefully their parents helped out on both of those. But this costs about $120 to put together if you bought it online with mostly free shipping. But a lot of families don't shop online. And so this would probably be multiple trips to different stores because schools are really specific about the brands and the colors of all these things. And you also have to think about the time that it takes families, especially families who have multiple kids and different lists for each kid and who might not have that much time on the weekends, especially families working multiple jobs.
I know some parents are frustrated about this. What are they saying?
Well, some parents don't have the money for this, especially for multiple kids, or they know that other parents don't, and they're frustrated on those parents' behalf. And even if you have the money for it, you know that the economies of scale that a school would benefit from getting things like copy paper by the case instead of individual ream are pretty huge. So you're paying $8 a ream if you buy it individually. If you buy it by the case, you know, we're talking pennies on the dollar.
Why would the Seattle School District be doing it this way?
Well, it's not just Seattle. It's districts all over the state, and it's individual schools make their own decisions about how to handle supplies. But, you know, it started out with when you and I were in school, coming to school with some crayons and some notebook paper and a notebook and some pencils.
Elmer's glue.
Right, and it's kind of added on from there to the point where you have classroom supplies like Ziplocs and napkins. And then when you have front office supplies now, including copy paper.
Is anyone proposing a bigger solution to this school-by-school, weighed-down, expensive situation?
Yeah, there are some schools that, for instance, have gotten donations from places like office supply stores, or they're asking parents to donate a certain amount of money on behalf of other families who can't afford it, and they're buying in bulk. But still, the typical school has every family, one by one, buying supplies for their own student, for other students in the classroom, for the teacher, and for the school. And that's not even talking about the amount of supplies that teachers are paying for out of pocket, hundreds or even thousands of dollars in many cases.
We are electing a new superintendent for public instruction this fall. Have either of those candidates proposed any solutions to this problem?
Well, you know, the overall solution that I think any SPI candidate would propose is that McCleary gets fully funded and that materials and supplies for classrooms are much more affordable for schools because they're getting a lot more money for those products and able to buy in bulk.
KUOW's education reporter, Ann Dornfeld, bearing the burden of covering the news for you. Ann, good luck getting out of here with this stuff.
Thanks. I got to go catch my school bus.
By the way, that was just a sampling of the stuff in Ann's two backpacks and a bin. We don't have enough time in this hour to list everything. You can see the list and some photos later today on KUOW.org.